أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. It's the 21st day of the month of Ramadan. For some of you it'll be tomorrow. And my first thoughts are with Imam Ali alayhi salam. So let's just look at the extracts from his will, which was made shortly before his death, when he was fatally wounded by Ibn Muljim. Yesterday I was your companion, today I am a lesson for you, whilst tomorrow I shall have left you. I am just like a night traveller who reaches the spring in the morning, or like the seeker who secures his aim. Fear Allah, be God conscious, put your affairs in order, maintain good relations amongst yourselves, for I have heard the Prophet say, improvement of mutual differences is better than general praying and fasting. Be God-conscious and keep Allah in view when dealing with orphans. Don't let them starve and they should not be ruined in your presence. Be God-conscious. Keep Allah in view in the matter of your neighbors because they were the subject of the Prophet's advice. He went on advising in their favor till we thought we would allow them a share in our inheritance. Be God-conscious and keep Allah in view in the matter of Salah because it is the pillar of religion. Be God-conscious and keep Allah in view in the matter of your Rabb's house, the Kaaba. Do not forsake it as long as you live. Remain attached to the Qur'an. Nobody should surpass you in being intent on it or more sincere in implementing it. Persist in striving in the cause of Allah with your money, your souls and your tongue. And also, I'd also like to look at some of the extracts from the letter that he wrote to Imam Hassan on his way back from Siffin. And I will take those bits that relate to us for Laylatul Qadr. He starts off by saying, from father who is shortly to die, who acknowledges the hardship of the times, who realizes the evil of the world, to the son who yearns for what is not to be achieved, who is treading the path of those who have died. I advise you to be God conscious, to abide by God's commandments, to fill your heart with remembrance of Him, and to cling to hope from Him. Give up discussing what you do not know and speaking about what does not concern you. Acquire insight into religion. Accustom yourself to bear hardship, since the best trait of character is bearing hardship. Note that there is no good in knowledge which does not benefit. And if knowledge is not made use of, then its learning is not justified. Know that he who is the master of death is also the master of life, and that he who inflicts disease is also the one who cures. O my child, make yourself the measure of dealing between you and others. You should desire for others what you desire for yourself. He said, the merciful Rabb has ordered that every evil deed of yours will be counted as one, and a good deed will be rewarded tenfold. He has left the door of repentance open. He hears when you call him. He accepts your dua whenever you call on him. Invoke him to grant you your heart's desire. Lay before him the secrets of your heart. Tell him about the calamities that have befallen you and misfortunes which face you, and beseech his help to overcome them. You may invoke his help and support in difficulties and distress. Implore him to grant you a long life, sound health. Request him for favors and grants that none but he can give you. Know that by giving you this privilege of praying to him, he has handed over the keys of his treasures to you. Whenever you are in need, you should pray, and he will confer his bounties and blessings. Sometimes you will find that your requests are not immediately granted. Then you need not be disappointed, because the granting of prayers often rests with the true purpose and intention of the one who asks. Sometimes they are delayed because the Rabb wants you to receive further rewards for patiently bearing calamities and sufferings and still believing sincerely in his help. Thus you may be awarded better favors than you requested for. Sometimes your requests are turned down, and this is also in your interest, because you often unknowingly ask for things that are harmful to you. If your requests are granted, they may do you more harm than good, and many of your requests may be such that if they are granted, they will result in your failure in the hereafter. Thus, the refusal of of these requests is a blessing in disguise to you. Very often, your requests, if they're not really harmful to you in this life or in the hereafter, may be delayed, but they're granted in quantities much more than you asked for, bringing in more blessings in their wake than you can ever imagine. So be very careful in asking Allah for His favor. Only pray for things that are really beneficial to you and are lasting in the long run, and that they do not end in harm. Remember, my son, wealth and power, if you pray for them, are such things that they will not always be with you and may bring harm to you in this life and in the hereafter. My child, remember death very much, the place where you have to go suddenly, so that when it comes, you are already on your guard against it and have prepared yourself for it. Know with certainty that you cannot achieve all your desires and you will not be able to exceed your destined life.